When Kenyan-born Australian Senator Lucy Gichui returns to Kenya, her relatives usually have a party.
As we can see today, we are having a bit of a party because I'm going back to Australia in a week's time, and my dad wanted just to celebrate the whole of this happening with cousins and the wider family.
This time, Senator Gichui and her family have a lot to celebrate. Last year, the independent candidate became the first person of African descent to serve in the Australian Parliament. It's a long way from where Lucy Gichui grew up, in a small village on the slopes of Mount Kenya.
We are in my father's home, or in our home where we grew up. This is Helega Village, Nyeri County, and in Kenya. Yeah, basically this is the home where we grew up, and it wasn't as permanent as it is. It was made up of temporary fabrications. And this is my nephew, Hamone. Hamone, say hi. He's I have two young nephews who are this age. And this is Irene, my sister. She's actually the eighth born in the family, and yes. And these are my nephews and nieces and my sister, and basically this is home.
Lucy Gichui grew up as the first of 10 children. Her family didn't have a lot of money.
But yes, we did everything we could to enable our parents to sustain that family. So there was no luxuries, completely no luxuries. So, and Dad said all he could afford was either a book or school uniform, and he kept to that. He's never revised that policy.
Religion has always been a big part of Senator Gichui's life. Before the party, she and her family attended Mass at Hariga Catholic Church, where she went as a young girl. She says her religious upbringing may well have an effect on her new role.
Basically, when you are making a decision on policies, it's made up of who you are in totality. So, of course, I don't go searching but basically, having grown up a Catholic and all this Christianity stuff is part of what has raised me, I guess it has a bit of influence into that. But it's part of my belief system. So definitely when I'm looking into that, I'll take into account things that are informed by my belief system.
Lucy Gichui hopes to be a leader for Australian African communities. In 1999, when she moved with her family to South Australia, the Gichuis were one of just a handful of African families in the state.
No, there weren't a lot of black people, not even Kenyan, Africans. This is where I would go to work and somebody will tell me, oh, I saw your husband in the market. And I go, no, he possibly couldn't have been there. This is just because they had seen a black man around, of African origin, and they think it is us. That's how few we were in 1999.
Now the senator thinks the continent could be a rich source of skilled migration to Australia.
Australia is a mature population. Most people are mature. And a country like Kenya, if you check her out, it's such a young population. And there are so many people who would migrate skill-free, because they are skilled. So Africa can offer a lot of skills migration, of course, following the right process, and that is a first.
Mae Francis, SBS News, Kenya.